And in John 15:3, Jesus told them they were clean. But in John 17, he's praying to the Father, and he prays, Father, sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. In John 17:19, he says, and for them I consecrate myself so that they may be sanctified by the truth. And the Spirit is truth, John said later in 1 John 5:6. And Paul said in his letter to the believers in Rome, we are sanctified by the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of truth that sanctifies us after we are cleansed from our own ways, after we stop doing our own will and start pursuing the will of God. So the spiritual condition of the disciples before their baptism with the Holy Ghost, before their new birth, was good, but not holy. They were clean, but they were not sanctified. And it was necessary for them to be clean. That's part of repentance, is cleaning up your ways, making straight paths for his feet, as John said. When John the Baptist came, he began to preach to people, make straight paths for his feet. He's coming. He means repent. He means clean up. Prepare for the new birth, even though he didn't know what he was saying any more than the disciples did or the Old Testament prophets when they prophesied about the glory of Jesus. Under the old covenant then, the disciples were clean, and only those who were clean in the sight of God under the old covenant were allowed to receive the cleansing, sanctifying blood of Christ into their hearts on the day of Pentecost. They would not have been allowed to be there in that room in the day of Pentecost to be sanctified by the Holy Ghost if they were not already clean in an old covenant sense. You are going to believe the gospel and repent before you are born again. The believing is not the new birth. The repenting is not the new birth. The new birth is God's response to your believing and your repenting. You must believe that Jesus is the Christ in order to even come to him for forgiveness of sins. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that God exists. Believing that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God, believing that he died on the cross for your sins, believing that he rose the third day, believing that he's the Messiah doesn't make you born again. That just means that you know where to go to be born again. Believing in your heart that Jesus is Lord will lead you to the new birth, but it is not the new birth. You are not born again just because you repeat a scripture, just because you say something. You must believe that God is there waiting for you in order to come to him for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, for the remission of sins, for the forgiveness of your sins, for the washing away of your sins. You must believe that he is, as Hebrews tells us, and you must believe that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Didn't Jesus say ask and seek and knock? Well, you've got to believe that he's the Lord of all in order to seek in the right place, in order to knock at the right door, in order to ask the right one for forgiveness of sins. Hearing the gospel preached, feeling conviction of the Spirit on your life, praying and confessing your sins is not the new birth. That is repentance. That is the conviction that leads you to the experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the new birth. So the first point we need to know about the disciples' spiritual condition before their baptism is that they were clean but not sanctified. You are clean too if you have obeyed the word of God and are seeking his favor. Now there are seven particular points I want to get across about the spiritual condition of the disciples before their spiritual baptism. And these seven points are mentioned by Jesus at that Last Supper. The first one is that Jesus said, you are clean through the word that I have spoken to you, but Jesus prayed that they would be sanctified. So the disciples were clean, but they were not holy. They were not sanctified. That would have happened only on the day of Pentecost. The second point, Jesus said in John 14 to his disciples, you believe in God. We have to say they were believers, and yet they were not believers